Thank you, Chairperson. As we approach the end of the second session of the open-ended working group, let me again congratulate you on your work. During these past 2 weeks, we have had fruitful discussions on many of the most pressing issues regarding the challenges and goals of nuclear disarmament and the specific objective at hand, which is taking forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations. We commend all delegations and panelists for their contributions. It is our view that the exchanges herein have shown a clear and growing convergence of views with regards to the next steps to be taken. A significant majority of states has, in one way or another, voiced support for the immediate starts of negotiations on a prohibition of nuclear weapons, with a view to their future total elimination. Brazil is convinced that this is the most viable option for unlocking the current stalemate on nuclear disarmament negotiations, which have been deadlocked since the opening for signature 20 years ago of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, yet to enter into force. In this vein, we have either authored or co-sponsored different working papers pointing in this direction, including WP10 and WP37 in our national capacity. WP6 Rev 1 and WP15 as part of CELAC. WP34 alongside other states' parties to nuclear weapon-free zones. And last but not least, WP36 with 125 members of the Humanitarian Initiative. The level of support to these papers leaves no doubt as to where the international community stands on this issue. Having carefully listened to your generally well-crafted summary of the report, we must point out, however, that it appears to us that the outline you have read out does not fully capture the evolving majority the OEWG has been able to reveal in favor of immediate start of negotiations on prohibition of nuclear weapons. We hope this can be corrected so that the efforts in the open-ended working group do not wither away in the form of a missed opportunity. The negotiation of a prohibition on nuclear weapons does not in any way contradict international commitments already in force, nor does it undermine the pursuit of other relevant measures, such as the ones listed in the final documents of the 2000 and 2010 NPT review conferences. Rather, it reinforces the former and provides new impetus to the latter. It is Brazil's view that this impetus could be further pursued within a framework to be established during the proposed negotiations in a hybrid arrangement, or, as it has also been called during these deliberations, a ban plus framework approach. Such a course of action builds upon the results from the 2013 OEWG, which in its final report identified a prohibition as an essential, albeit insufficient, measure to attain and maintain nuclear disarmament. A prohibition must be complemented by other measures regarding elimination, verification, national implementation, victims' assistance, and other relevant issues. But there is no precedence implied here. A treaty prohibiting nuclear weapons can be established before proceeding to the actual elimination and provide a springboard for it, as it was the case with chemical weapons, first outlawed by the 1925 Geneva Protocol, which was later complemented by the Convention on Chemical Weapons. For 50 years, the international community has sought to negotiate partial, limited agreements before embarking on an unequivocal condemnation of nuclear weapons and the risks they entail. It is our view that this lack of progress approach underscores a dangerous absence of urgency on the part of states that mistakenly feel comfortable with the current status quo. Muddling along in denial of mounting evidence regarding the threat that the continued existence of those weapons of mass destruction poses to the survival of civilization. It is time for the non-nuclear weapon states to take the lead and turn the building blocks approach on its head. A prohibition would provide a clear legal and political goal to eliminate nuclear weapons, and a renewed sense of urgency to achieve it, thus contributing to other negotiating processes that are currently stalled. Brazil believes that in order to reflect the will of the overwhelming majority of delegations, the OEWG final report to the General Assembly should contain an unequivocal recommendation for the beginning of negotiations on a legally binding instrument prohibiting nuclear weapons, possibly alongside a legal framework for the future adoption of complementing measures. It is important to stress that such a recommendation would go beyond, but not contradict, measures proposed by those delegations that have not yet embraced the proposal for a prohibition treaty. As they themselves have admitted, a prohibition is an essential element of any nuclear disarmament process, whether now or later. If such delegations feel their national interests would be better served by joining the treaty at a later stage, they would be free to do so without preventing a clear majority to pursue this process right now. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson.